Without further ado, just to review a little bit at the end of what we said yesterday,
yeah.
We had the Shita of Rish Lakish, where a person went ahead and was mafresh two saw by mistake. So the question was, the second saw, could you use it on Makam Acher? So Rish Lakish said you could. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah, it says, you can mafresh Shemenu with Makam Zev, lo Makam Acher. So what does he do with the Mishnah? The Gemara tried to say that he was Marba, in the Mishnah, and then the Gemara shlugged that up because we're talking about Mises as well, which doesn't have Riboy. And the Gemara says, Ella, there must be another reason, another way that Rish Lakish learns the Mishnah. And now that's what we're going to start today, explaining the Mishnah according to Rish Lakish's understanding. So, the Gemara, my Kadon, top of Lama Dalar Maralef, Kishaniskin, Rub. Don't get hung up on the words, because it's just repeating the question all over again.
Okay.
What's the difference between this Kri and another Kri? That's all it's asking. Okay, Micah, don't. So what's going on over here? Kishaniskan rubo shal Kri. That means like this. The Mishnah's case is when, let's give an example. You had 150 saw. 1/50th of 150 saw is 3 saw. You went ahead and you were mafresh 2 saw. So you were masaking 100 of it. Now you have a minority left over of 50 saw that needs tikkun. That's the case of the Mishnah. What does he mean by that? He means like this. The min ha-Torah tevel is batel berov chulin. Therefore, as soon as you're misaking the 100, the 50 that's left over really are bottle, and you have no further need to be mafresh anything. The whole thing is mutter. Norvos, there's a din drabbanon. The rabbanon hold the davar sheish lo matirin is not bottle. That's a din drabbanon, apparently, according to the way that we're learning now. And therefore, why is the davar sheish lo matirin? Because you could be mafresh mimokam acher. Let's suppose it's a taruvus. You can be mafresh mimokam acher a saw, and it will be masak in the taruvus. It's a davar sheish matirin, and therefore it's not bought. So when you're being mafresh on this pile, the chi of hafrasha on this pile is a din drabbanon, and therefore will allow it. But if you want to be mafresh mimokam acher, the mokam acher is a chi of the oraisa, and since min ha-Torah, this remaining saw is only chayav min rabbanon. We won't allow it in makam acher. That's basically what the Gemara says with just the four words, kishaniskan rubo shel kri. You have to be like a magician to figure out that this is what the Gemara meant. But that's what the Mefarshim explain over here.
So what exactly did he do?
He pulled two. And so that was the hafrash rishayna.
And he called a
truma. Yep. And so now you have 100, two-thirds of it is, or all I have to have is rov. I made an example of two-thirds. Rov of it has been mesukan, and me, it has not been mesukan. Min ha-raisa, it's bottle. But since it's a davar shel shematirin, the chacham were machmer, and they said you should be mafresh another one. But that one can be mineuve, not min makam acher. Okay, next. This
he can take one more from that pile, and
yes, he can take one more from that pile, and he should, and he should. He should take one more from that pile and mimasaka in the remainder of the pile. Okay, Rav Shlakish's assertion that tevel is batel in chulin is a matter of a machlokes. Plugta, and they erase the words lo niskan rubo shel kri. They put that in parentheses. They erase it. Plugta de chizki of Rabbi Yochanan. It's actually this fact whether it could be bottle, that tevel could be bottle in chulin is a machlokes. The chizki of Rabbi Yochanan. Never shlok shem Rabbi chizki. Tevel bottle or rov. Tevel is bottle and rov. If you have a majority of chulin, it is bottle. Rabbi Yochanan or ain't a tevel bottle rov. It's not bottle or rov. Mikiven, this is Rabbi Yochanan speaking. What's the reason why it's not batel barov? Mikiven shenos and date lahafresh nistaimo kol chita v'chita v'mkoimo. So that, what that means is like this. The only time there's a din of batel barov is if it's not, the miut is not nicker. If you can figure out what the miut is, you could pick it out. Let's say it's red wheat that became batel in white wheat. You can pick it out. If you can pick it out, you don't say it's batel. Bittel is only when you can't figure out what the miut is. So
that's not real.
What? What's not?
You're saying that every kernel is marked, but it's not really marked.
Okay. So now, okay, right. So why does he say? Why does he say? I mean, that's exactly right, and that's what note 4 comes to explain. Mm-hmm. Bjorken argues. The same applies to a mixture of tevel and chulin, meaning the same idea that when you can be nicker. Since the tevel can be rectified, namely by designating maisus on its behalf from another tevel, from other tevel, there's a remedy for the prohibited mixture. Again, mimakom acher, you could remedy it. He feels that's just as good as saying that it's nicker. In other words, what's the idea behind nicker? The idea behind nicker is that I can make it no longer a taruvus, and I can take the miut of the iser out and make it by itself, and then I could deal with it by itself. Here he's saying you could deal with it by itself when it's in the taruvus. That seems to be the thing. It is therefore a mixture from which the prohibitive component can be removed. Accordingly, the tevel is not nullified, and its tithing obligation remains intact. So, in other words, we're explaining Rabbi Yochanan's position. Why isn't tevel batel in rov of chulin? The answer is that since it has a takona mimakom acher, therefore it's considered like it's nicker, and whenever you say something is nicker, it's not part of a rov. Okay?
That's even though you can't tell the difference.
Even though physically you can't tell the
difference. Again? Is it like,
what?
Is it like another Breira concept again?
Well, there's no Breira.
I mean, so you have identical looking things, but one's tevel and one's...
Yeah.
And one's...
The minority is tevel. But it's not going to be batel because since that tevel could be fixed by taking mokum acher, another saw from mokum acher, so it's not batel. It's a differentiation which is not really a differentiator. It differentiates it from no longer being usher to becoming motor. It's a strange, it's a little strange.
He can't take it from the same pile?
No, because you don't know what you're picking up. You have rove hulin. What are you going to pick up?
Wait, so you have to go to another pile?
You have to have another piece of tevel that you can be misarking.
So you should never be able to go to the same pile a second time.
Right? Not never. I don't want to use the word never here. We just saw a case before where you could. Right? The way Rish Lakish was learning the Mishnah. In other words, if you learn like Hiskia, if you disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, and you hold that tevel is batel barov. Then, if you have rove of it has been fixed, then you can it's batel already. Then we say you can go back to the same pile again, since it's been abandoned. It's not batel because of the domination of materian, right? Okay. So it's kind of like yeah. There's a whole different way of learning the Gemara and the variants, but maybe we'll do it later. Okay. Now, we have another Tana. The Gemara's now going to introduce a Tana, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. He has a very chumra d'kashita. We've always been saying that you can fix that pile itself, but not in Malkam Acher. That's what our Tana said in our Mishnah. Well, as when Yaakov's going to say, no, you can't do anything. Once your mafresh part, a mafresh mitzas truma, umaisus from this pile, that's it. You're done. You've messed it up. It's the way the member had the Tony Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tony Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, Eino maitzi, lo olav v'lo makom acher. You can't take it from this pile. You can't take it to fix it this pile. You can't take it to fix another pile. Makes no difference. Across the board, it's a problem. Six, according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, the initial tithing takes place as soon as it's performed. In other words, this was part of the thing we were talking about yesterday. Yesterday it became clear that there's a hafrasha, and then there's a kriya. It's two separate things, taking it off and then being kari shame on it, because the Gemara had cases of nimlach. It was clear that it didn't happen instantly with hafrasha, right? So here, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold that there are two stages. He holds as soon as you pull that out, it immediately becomes truma, and it immediately is masakin a portion for which it's equivalent to 1/50th.
So then
and then right away you have tevel and chulin. Right away.
Therefore,
you can't be masakin
from
itself any longer after the initial hafrasha.
That's like Rabbi Yochanan.
To a certain degree, it's not like Rabbi Yochanan in one way, and it is like another way. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan could hold that when you do a hafrasha, like our town of our Mishnah holds, that's not called that you will carry shem on it until later when you're gomer your hafrasha of the entire amount. That's the way we learn the Mishnah, right?
You have another cup.
I'm so glad we have another cup of coffee in the shir.
Or tea,
as long as there's something to drink. Shalom. Let's see, we got 15 minutes. You don't know, you know. Bon mayim ad nafesh.
But maybe that's the reason why I come to the shiur.
Maybe.
Cut out the coffee, half the shul wouldn't
come. Okay. Chaim and I have a ongoing thing about coffee. We're not going to get into it right now because we're being recorded and we don't want to say anything bad. Do we find? Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, good. Okay. Ad kedon lo niskan rubo shel kri. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, maybe he's talking about where rove of it has not been fixed. What happens if you fixed, like our original case, where you took two saw from 150 saw, and they were left with just 50 saw. Frek the Gemara, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also going to argue in that case? Maybe in that case, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold that since rove of it has already been fixed and all we have is a little bit left, maybe he would be maskim that you could be masakin at mineyuve.
Why?
Because it's biblically bottle. That's what he's saying. The tevel is nullified by biblical law. The tithing obligation is only rabbinic.
The original
reason. So that's the question of the Gemara. So lama dala on the base. The Gemara tries to respond. Let's bring the law from over here. Holy fun of shnei kroyin. We had done this Gemara a while ago. You may have remembered it. If a person had two piles, echad hefer shemena mixes truma meiser, echad hefer shemena mixes truma meiser. You have two piles, and you were mafresh a mitzvah from each one of them, right? So each one has exactly the same status. They need the rest of it fixed. So ma'ashritu mizalza, what's the din? Can you take from one on the other? In other words, even though we say you're not allowed to be mafresh on makom acher, but maybe that's when the makom acher is complete tevel, but where the makom acher is exactly like this particular pile. So maybe then you could be mafresh makom acher. That's the kasha. So midoy the Reb Chiya Ruba, Shalom Reb Chiya Ruba, the Talmidim of Reb Chiya the Great asked Reb Chiya the Great the question, and he gave them the best answer. Amaloi, he quoted them the pasuk in Koheles, Hakasil Chovekas Yadav, the fool folds his hands, the Ocheles Basaro, and he eats his own flesh, which means simply put that a fool doesn't work. Right, he doesn't go out to work and earn a living. He thinks Ribbono Shel Olam is going to send him mon min hashamayim, and you know where the mon's going to come from. He's going to have to eat him. He's going to eat himself up. He's going to wither away till he's dead. Right, you have to do something. So here too, what's the marshal over here? We're talking about he's chovek esedav. That means you started to be mafresh the truma, and then you quit in the middle of the job. That's chovek esedav. Ocheles b'saro. So he has to eat his flesh, meaning you've messed yourself up, because now you can't be mafresh on this one, and let's assume you don't have a makom acher. So then you end up with nimua, and you can't eat it. That's the idea. So here it goes. So over here too, you had two piles. Each one your mafresh mitzas, right? So each one is missing, you know, you haven't been masakin it, and therefore it's nimua. You're gonna be stuck over here. So
he could still be taken from another place.
So yeah, of course. If he had been makom acher, he'd be able to masakin it. Yeah. But at this point in the Gemara, he's saying that not only can you not be mafresh from one pile on the other pile, but even from within each pile itself, you would not be able to be mafresh. Because after all, if you would have been able to be mafresh from the pile itself, he wouldn't have to be ocheles basaro. Pasuk says he has no other eitzah, so it sounds like he's saying, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that once you start, if you stop in the middle, you can't continue. Right? And this ruling, right? With this ruling, the top of the second column, the English says it explicitly. With this ruling, he follows the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who prohibits both forms of separation from a partially tied pile. In issuing this ruling, Rav Chiya did not differentiate between one who rectified a majority of the pile, right? And one who did not. So, that again, we're trying to answer the original question. Would Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agree that if you were mafresh rove, that you could be mafresh mineuve? The Gemara tries to prove it from this story. Here you have Rabbi Chiya Ruba holding like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And he did not distinguish, he didn't say, make a difference whether he took rove or not. He said it's like Les Basaro. He's out to lunch. He can't do it. So in that case, you see, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a meat, whether it's a rove, and by extension, since he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also would hold, and it would not be mutter even if you took off rove. Okay. Now we have Rabbi Chiya. We have another person who says, who explains Rabbi Chiya a little differently. Rabbi Chiya Ruba, so Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Chiya Ruba, he says, "Ein tom l'masum izalzeh." That's not, he didn't say you couldn't take it even one on the other. I'm sorry. He only said you can only not be mafresh from one pile on the other pile. But mineuve, you could. From each individual pile, you would be able to be mafresh, which is more in line with the Tana of our Mishnah, which means the Kriya Ruba does not hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in which case this story has no bearing on our Shiloh, and we don't have an answer to the Shiloh of what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold at all from this story. That's basically what the Gemara says. Okay? So that's the end of that Gemara. So now we're going to go on to the Halacha too. Are we good, guys, online? Great. Misha ha'yu pei reisa b'magura. A person has tevel in his storeroom, right? But now what he wants to do here, just to know his intention, says it in the first line of the English of the introductory words of the Mishnah, it's he wants to do part of the produce. He doesn't want to fix all the produce. He wants to just fix a portion of the produce. So what's he going to do?
Push it
to the side. What?
What? Isn't he creating an issue of lift naiver?
Who's the iver?
He is.
It's his stuff. You can't eat my stuff without my permission. You mean he's going to walk away?
Other people in his family.
Other people in his family? All right. I'll put a sign there.
Nobody else has a key.
He'll put a sign.
All right, we'll
you're right that we say, you know, Chocham Maitzi Tachas Yon, in Chaver, Maitzi Mitachas Yon, Dover Shein Masukun, and probably this is not a Chaver. So he has produce in the storeroom. Vanasan Sola ben Levi. So he gives a saw to the Levi as my Sarishan. Usaw Laani. And it's, let's suppose it's year 3 or 6. So it's a year of my Sarani. So he gives a saw to the Ani. So now he's taking care of, obviously, all his requirements.
How much
has he fixed? How much has he fixed? He fixed He fixed, out of 10, he gave away one of each, right, roughly, and you're left with 8, right? So mafresh od shmona son v'eichlan. You could take the other 8 and eat them. Now, obviously, the chiddush over here is, which 8 is he taking?
What about truma?
You're not talking. They don't mention it. But it's assumed. You took truma earlier, so you know. But you usually would take truma in the field when you did the miruah. This is a little bit later, so we're going to assume he did truma already. Okay. But the point is what? He's going to be mafresh it and eat it. And then the English says, regardless whether the tithes exist. This is the main point of the Chiddush of the Mishnah, right? So let's say the Levi and the Oni ate up their stuff after I gave it to them. Now I'm going and picking what the 8 that I'm going to eat for my meals. Even though it doesn't exist anymore, what do we hold? This is your favorite word.
Brera.
This is a case of Brera. Because it'll become Hovra Lamafreya that these 8 that I'm taking out are the ones that I gave the original ones for. So since we're doing Brera Lamafreya, we don't care whether they exist now or not because this is going back Lamafreya. That's the Tanakam over here. This is the Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir. Achachamim Oirim, Eino Mafresh Ella Lefi, what's the words? Cheshmen. It's only in proportion to the tithes that still exist. Because they hold, you don't say Brera, right? So therefore, if they ate, Marshall, they ate half of what I gave them. So only half is left. So instead of 8 being Masukin, only 4 would be Masukin, right? So you have a basic machlokes, yesh brera or ain brera. Okay? Next. Rav Laza v'shem Rav Hayshia.
Are you not both incorporating brera? So how do you
what?
How do you take the half that are listed in the second without...
Because it's not Lama Freya. Uh-huh. Do you have to come on to brera anyway? That's what you're asking? No. No. Let's see the bottom over here of 6. The sages rule this way because they do not apply the principle of Brera by a Deraisa. Remember, Brera, there is Brera by Drabbanan, but by Deraisa you don't apply Brera. So therefore they hold this as a Deraisa because you have to be Mafreshit, right? So therefore what? Accordingly, when the 8 are removed from the pile and are rectified by the Maisers that you had taken earlier, that does not go Lamafreya. That's going right now. In other words, I am picking out the 8 saw for the 2 saw that you, the Levi and the Ani, both right have in your hand. And right now it's being massacred. That's not Lamafreya that can din. That's not a din of Brera.
That's why if it doesn't exist, you can't take it.
You can't do it. If it doesn't exist,
now
it's not a din of Lamafreya. Right. It's a din
of. If it's not in front of him, he can't take anything.
Right, exactly. If it's not existent.
Right.
Correct. That's how you learn the Rabbanim. So Rav Elazar b'shem Rav Hayshia, so he said like this, also Oysa Kapel Sheinam Ba'al Bayis. The rabbis treated him like a laborer who does not trust his employer regarding maestros. So now over here on the bottom, he brings over here something from Demai, in number 7. He says, this Mishnah is talking about a laborer who receives from his employer a daily ration of 99 figs. But the employer is an Amaretz. So whatever he gives him is Demai. So he's going to go ahead and he's going to, what? He's going to take them from Maestros. But, right, so what over here it says, the laborer sets aside the necessary tithes and may then eat freely of the pile, for whatever he eats is rectified retroactively from the moment he separated the tithes. Okay? So... why is it retroactive? Let's see here.
He started eating it before he took it off.
I 1 second. It must be that way, right?
If not, you would just take it off and then eat it.
Yeah, you have to say it like that. Yeah, so what happened? In other words, the shot's like this. You are mafresh, your maestress, and the din is you can eat from it even if those maestress no longer exist. Even though it wasn't clear.
You gave him away or you did not?
I mean, whatever it is, let's say you gave him away. But the point, the point is that you didn't
eat right away, even though at the end of the day, you're going to take
it off. It must be, this is a similar case that where it isn't for the whole pile, it's only for a portion of the pile. I guess that's the shot. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't look into that detail. You're absolutely right. That's essential for this case. In order for the comparison to make sense, he may remove his ration from the pile. Maybe he's going to take the tithes off later and it'll come out, Lamafreya, that this is what I would. I'm not 100% sure. I'm sorry. I didn't look at it. I didn't look into it.
I think you need a cup of coffee.
That's the last thing I need. Okay. So the Gemara says, let me just finish up the Gemara. Pshita hadam milsa. Let's suppose that I took off two saw for Trumas and Maestris. And then the stuff that I was trying to be masaken gets burnt up. Right?
So there was nothing left?
So there's nothing left. So obviously, since it's only Dilema Freya, right? So you have nothing to be you never ended up selecting that which these two things were for. So that's what it says. Exactly. So that's what the Gemara says. So again, Laman Hey, this is for Haperis, Hachuma Batela. So if they get burnt up, then the Truma is Batla Mafreya. What about the other way? This is for Hachuma. The Truma gets burnt up. So if you hold Yesh Breira, so Lamafreya, right? Like Kishri Yachlo Haperis, Chacha Truma Mafreya. Then it'll work Lamafreya and you won't have to be Mafresh it either. Okay? And that's it. The end of 34. 9 o'clock, Rabbi Say.